Vítajte pri počúvaní podcastu projektu Ezechiel. Modlíme sa, nech počuté slovo vo vašom srdci prežiari každú tmu a prinesie stonásobnú úrodu. Prajeme vám príjemné počúvanie.
The beautiful things about the gifts is that the Holy Spirit doesn't need to wait for Christmas, you know.
Úžasné na Duchu Svätom je to, že on nemusí čakať na Vianoce.
He gives the gifts anytime, you know, every
že
day.
Že on dáva dary kedykoľvek.
Every day is good for him to give you his gifts.
Každý deň je dosť dobrý na to, aby ti dal svoj dar.
But the other side of the issue is that it's not easy to discover them either, you know.
Ale druhá strana mince je to, že nemusí to byť tak ľahké ich objaviť a prijať.
The gift that I have, I needed a community to help me to discover it because
dary, ktoré mám, tak potrebujem spoločenstvo okolo seba, komunitu, aby mi pomohla ich objaviť.
And as the word of God says, to everyone is given a gift of the Holy Spirit.
A Božie slovo hovorí, každému je daný dar Ducha.
So if you feel you don't have,
a ak si myslíš, že nemáš,
it's not that you don't have, it's just that you have not unpacked the gift yet.
Takže nie je to o tom, že by si nemal, ale je to o tom, že si ho možno ešte nerozbalil, neobjavil v sebe, neaktivoval.
And also it is there is in the Gospels a moment when the disciples made this experience of Jesus.
A takisto sa stalo aj učeníkom Ježišovým v evanjeliách.
That Jesus started to ask them with something and trusting them with some tasks.
Kedy Ježiš od nich niečo začal požadovať a zdôveril im alebo zveril im úlohy.
Let's read Luke 10, 1, 3.
Prečítame si z Lukáša v 10. kapitole verše 1 až 3. Po tomto pán ustanovil 72, ktorých poslal v dvojiciach do každého mesta a na miesta. Povedal im, žatva je veľká, ale robotníkov je málo. Proste pána žatvy, aby poslal robotníkov na svoju žatvu. Choďte. Hľa, posielam vás ako baránkov medzi vlkov.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there here somebody who like to be a lamb among wolves?
Je tu niekto, kto by chcel byť baránok medzi vlkmi?
Personally, I'm not that kind of
ja osobne nie som taký typ.
But the Lord gives us real tasks and real responsibility.
Ale Pán nám dáva skutočné úlohy a zodpovednosť.
So tonight I want to share with you something about our last mission in Africa that the Lord has entrusted us this year.
A dnes by som s vami chcel zdieľať niečo o africkej misii, kde sme spolu boli.
As a testimony that really the moment came when the Lord put some responsibilities on us.
Ako svedectvo toho, že prichádzajú momenty, kedy Pán dá istú zodpovednosť do nášho života.
No one is excluded by it.
Nikto nie je výnimka.
I'm not saying that everybody must go to Africa, but I'm saying everyone will come to the point when the Lord put some trust, some responsibilities on you.
Nehovorím, že každý je povolaný ísť do Afriky, ale na každého príde moment, kedy Pán zverí ti istú zodpovednosť.
But since the Lord has put on me this kind of responsibility, I share this with you.
A keďže ja som dostal takúto zodpovednosť, tak ho chcem s vami zdieľať.
The task of Africa was it came to me not all of a sudden, but it came after some previous steps that happened in my life, you know.
Tá misia v Afrike tento rok bola dôsledkom istých krokov v minulosti v mojom živote.
While I was in the community, in the past community,
keď som bol v predchádzajúcej komunite.
I was already into a program called School of Charismatic Evangelization.
Bol som poverený školou charizmatickej evangelizácie.
By the way, thanks to this,
mimochodom, vďaka tomuto,
I came in Slovakia on the 90, 97,
vďaka tejto škole som sa dostal 98, na Slovensko prvýkrát v 97. 8. roku.
So, I know the Slovakia many some decades ago.
Also. Takže už som Slovensko poznal 10 ročia dozadu.
Mainly it was in Košice, Prešov.
Bolo to v Košici a v Prešove.
Yeah. But in this program, you know, I tell you at the beginning was really a heavy task to me, you know.
V tomto programe, musím sa vám zveriť, bolo to ťažká úloha pre mňa.
I didn't have this kind of ambition in my life.
Nemal som na to ambíciu v mojom živote.
But it was laid on my shoulder and
ale bolo to položené na moje plecia.
I understood that it was important for me to say yes.
A chápal som, že pre mňa je dôležité byť poslušný, povedať áno.
So I started with my small energy, small resources to step forward.
A tak som s mojimi malými zdrojmi a energiou, ktorú som mal, začal robiť kroky dopredu.
And always I was surprised of the result, honestly, you know.
A úprimne, vždy som bol presvedčený, prekvapený z výsledkov.
I started to see people around me happy to see me, you know, in the course.
Začal som sa tešiť z toho, a keď ľudia okolo mňa boli radi, že som v ich živote.
So I was realizing that I was doing something useful to the others.
A tak som si začal uvedomovať, že robím niečo užitočné pre druhých.
So I kept saying yes, yes, yes.
A tak som vždy hovoril áno, áno, áno.
Until the early 2000 when I was given the task of all the International School of Evangelization of the community.
Až do roku 2000, kedy som dostal úlohu medzinárodnej zodpovednosti za celú túto školu.
In that position I started to look at Africa because we never had stepped forward to Africa.
A z tejto role som sa začal pozerať smerom k Afrike, pretože nikdy sme tam nepôsobili.
And to my surprise the Lord really opened some doors.
A na moje prekvapenie Pán naozaj otvoril dvere.
So I started in the year 2004 in Zimbabwe.
A tak sme začali v roku 2004 v Zimbabwe.
South Africa.
V Južnej Afrike.
Botswana.
V Botswane.
And shortly after in Uganda.
A krátko na to v Ugande.
In Zimbabwe I was carrying on the community program, so House of Prayer and Koinonia Days and etc. Yeah.
A v Ugande sme pokračovali s tým plánom dní Koinonie
and also the school of evangelization.
A školy evangelizácie.
I was trying to start the community over there, you know.
A snažil som sa začať komunitu na tom mieste.
But by doing this,
a tým, že som to robil,
as light naturally expands,
ako život prirodzene expanduje,
so the Lord was calling me to South Africa, Pretoria mainly, and Botswana.
Tak Pán ma volal do Juhoafrickej republiky, do Pretórie, mesta, a do Botswany.
And then Uganda.
A potom do Ugandy.
Because always in every course there was somebody from other nations, so they were inviting me there.
Pretože vždy na každom kurze, čo sme robili, bol návštevník z inej krajiny a potom ma pozvali do tej krajiny.
Later the community gave the task for Africa to somebody else, only Uganda remained in my hands.
Neskôr tá komunita zverila zodpovednosť za africký kontinent niekomu inému, ale zodpovednosť za evangelizáciu v Ugande zostala na mňa.
So what I was mainly doing there is just every year I was spending let us say some weeks there running courses, you know.
A to čo sa dialo, že som každý rok tam trávil niekoľko týždňov a robil kurzy.
And I had with me a very close friend, a certain Nesbet from South Africa.
A mal som vedľa seba veľmi dobrého priateľa, istého Nesbeta z Juhoafrickej republiky.
And we were running courses for lay people, but in some occasion also for priests, deacons, you know.
A robili sme kurzy pre laikov a v niektorých prípadoch pre diakonov aj kňazov.
And also we went to the villages for running courses, also to evangelize, you know.
A išli sme na dedinu, kde sme na vidieku robili kurzy a evangelizovali.
Every time it was a bit of a challenge, but also a very big satisfaction, you know.
A vždycky to bolo aj trošku výzva, aj také zadosťučinenie a odmena.
2 years ago, the Lord invited me to come and to stay here in Slovakia.
Ma Pán povolal sem, aby som tu zostal žiť na Slovensku.
In my luggage I had also this task of Uganda, you know.
Ale v mojom kufriku som si niesol aj túto zodpovednosť za Ugandu.
And this summer, and well, actually this autumn,
a vlastne toto leto, túto jeseň,
thanks to this community,
vďaka tejto komunite,
all of you who supported me,
vďaka vám všetkým, ktorí ste ma zasponzorovali,
we were able to step again in Uganda after the COVID crisis, you know.
Sme mohli ísť do Ugandy po vlastne období COVIDu.
But this time the Lord has prepared something extra in addition. Yeah.
Ale tentokrát Pán niečo prichystal, niečo špeciálne.
First of all, he opened doors to Rwanda for us, you know.
Prvýkrát otvoril dvere do Rwandy najprv.
And then also in Uganda he had prepared something totally new.
A v Ugande prichystal niečo úplne nové.
And another thing's new is that Martin was able to join me.
Jedna z tých nových vecí je, že ja som sa mohol pripojiť.
And also Uncle Matej was joining straight from China.
A takisto Ujo Matej mohol prísť rovno z Číny.
So we were really a group of people. There was Nesbet Muzamba with us.
A tiež tam bol s nami Nesbet a boli sme takáto skupina.
At the beginning me and Nesbet were in Kigali.
A najprv ja a
Rwanda,
priateľ Nesbet z Juhoafrickej republiky sme boli v Kigali, hlavnom meste Rwandy.
And we ran a Philip retreat for a group of high class people.
A robili sme tam kurz Philip pre vyššiu triedu spoločnosti.
Very, how to say, serious church goers.
Veľmi takých poctivých praktizujúcich kresťanov.
They have just recently discovered that the work of the Holy Spirit is also made by miracles, by signs, wonders.
Len prednedávnom zistili, že dielo Ducha Svätého je stále sprevádzané zázrakmi, so znameniami a divmi.
They were also thirsty for this kind of showing up of the Holy Spirit.
A tak boli hladní po takomto zjavení Ducha.
And we ran a Philip retreat, as I told you, in a weekend.
A cez víkend sme robili pre nich kurz Philip.
And at the beginning there was a little bit of, how to say, self-sufficiency. I don't know what to say, you know.
Na začiatku tam bola istá miera takého sebapostačujúca miera.
Yeah, we are not bringing any new philosophy or any new theology, you know.
Určite sme tam neprinášali žiadnu novú teológiu.
We just bring the word of God, very simple, very clear and very effective. You know?
Priniesli sme Božie slovo v jeho jednoduchosti, ale aj v jeho efektívnosti a moci.
But as the course moves on, you know,
ako kurz napredoval,
you could see that their attitude was really radically different.
Mohol si vidieť, že ich postoje sa začali meniť.
And really,
radikálne.
The first to be surprised, it is me.
Najprv to prekvapilo mňa.
Not because this is new in the Philip retreat. Actually, it's normal in the Philip retreat.
Nie, že by to bolo nové na kurze Philip. Vlastne je to normálne počas kurzu Philip.
At the beginning, everyone is just curious.
Na začiatku je každý len zvedavý.
But then very soon they start to be involved.
Ale veľmi skoro sa začnú zapájať celý.
But it is a fact that the Lord never brought to me before to high class people, always kept me with the humble ones.
Ale je to fakt, že Pán ma nikdy nepovolal slúžiť vyššej triede spoločnosti v minulosti.
You know, high class people, they have their own mindset, you know, it's not easy to deal with them.
Takáto spoločenská vrstva, viete, oni majú také svoje zmýšľanie.
But the Lord really blessed this weekend.
Ale Pán naozaj požehnal tento víkend.
And the heart were touched deep.
A srdcia boli mohutne dotknuté.
And just before leaving to Uganda,
a než som išiel do Ugandy,
we were left with how to say, appointment for this new year, you know.
Zostali sme, alebo odchádzali sme s termínom na ďalší rok.
Of course they are waiting for more.
Samozrejme očakávajú ešte viac.
And the Lord will help us to deliver this more to them.
A Pán isto nájde spôsob, ako im to doručí.
And then from there we moved to Uganda.
Odtiaľ sme išli do Ugandy.
In Uganda there is a brother, a certain Jude.
V Ugande je brat kresťan istý Jude,
who is the diocesan responsible for the charismatic renewal in the diocese of Masaka,
ktorý je zároveň zodpovedný v diecéze Masaka za charizmatickú obnovu.
And he had organized as a pastoral work in a parish which is completely out of every town, you know.
A on zorganizoval pastoračnú evangelizačnú činnosť na dedine, ktorá je úplne mimo civilizáciu.
So we were 60 kilometers from the nearest town.
A tak sme boli 60 kilometrov od najbližšieho mesta.
It means 60 kilometers of very tough roads.
To znamená 60 kilometrov tvrdej, neprístupnej, hlinenej cesty.
And this parish also is quite big, territorially speaking.
A táto farnosť je, čo sa týka teritória, veľmi veľká.
With 25 substations.
Má vyše 25 takých osád, staníc.
And there are three priests to take care of all this.
A sú len traja kňazi na celý región. No.
So we run according to the wish of the parish priest, we run a small program there, you know.
A tak sme na žiadosť aj toho miestneho farára robili program.
First of all, a Philip retreat for teenagers from 13 to 17.
Začali sme kurzom Philip pre tínedžerov od 14 do 17 rokov.
And then a Philip retreat for catechists of the 25 substations.
A potom kurz Philip pre katechétov z týchto 25 osád, staníc, farnosti.
And then also we run the methodology course of the Philip retreat to them so that they are able to reproduce once they are back.
A potom sme pre nich robili kurz metodológia kurzu Philip, aby boli schopní takýto kurz Philip organizovať vo svojich osadách.
Again, it was totally new experience for me. First of all, the teenagers, you know, I don't deal with
Znova, pre mňa to bola veľmi nová skúsenosť. Najprv teenagery.
You need to speak a language that they understand, you know.
Potrebuješ s nimi hovoriť jazykom, akým oni rozumejú.
And also the fact that we have not much, how do you say, pigment in our skin, you know.
A takisto skutočnosť, že nemáme moc tmavú pokožku. Prinášala pozornosť.
Some of the kids, actually most of them, have never seen a white person before.
A vlastne väčšina týchto mladých a detí nikdy nevidela belocha.
So somebody wanted to touch my hair.
Takže niekto sa chcel chytiť mojich vlasov.
You know, it was just, but this create, how do you say, breakthrough between us, you know.
Yeah. Ale viete, toto vytvorilo také priechody a prepojenie medzi nami.
And when they come for praying for them for the Holy Spirit came, you know.
A keď prichádzali na modlitbu vyliatia Ducha Svätého, Duch Svätý prišiel.
Many kids from the nearby school came to receive the prayer, you know.
A veľa detí aj z vedľajšej školy prišlo na modlitbu.
So it was quite a good experience.
Takže to bola veľmi dobrá skúsenosť.
And then we start to deal with the catechists.
A potom sme začali jednať s tými katechétmi.
Some of them were quite aged up, you know.
Niektorí z nich už boli vo vyššom veku.
And they were hearing the word of God, but in a totally new way. You know, totally
oni počuli Božie slovo, ale úplne iným spôsobom teraz.
For them, you know, they were filled with the theories, you know.
Pre nich predtým oni boli plní teórie.
But then the Philip retreat helps you not just to stay there with the ideas, but to come down to real yourself and your real life, your
ale
real
kurz
needs.
Philip ti pomôže presunúť sa od tej teórie do skutočného stretnutia s Bohom a s tebou a Bohom medzi tebou navzájom.
And also the Philip retreat puts you in a position where you are called to make decisions.
A tiež ťa postaví do situácie, kedy musíš spraviť rozhodnutie.
But not the decision that the course expects you, but rather the decision that you are really ready to take, you know.
Ale nie rozhodnutie, ktoré od teba očakáva kurz, ale rozhodnutie, ktoré si ty ochotný a pripravený spraviť.
And this was surprising for them because, you know,
a to bolo pre nich prekvapením.
Being on the religious realm, you know, they are used that every time there is a preacher, always you are expected to say yes, you know.
A tým, že oni sú učiteľmi náboženstva, sú v tom náboženskom prostredí, boli naučení, že vždy keď sa káže, povedať áno.
But they realized that this is not the case in this moment, you know. They were really called to be realistic in their answer to the Lord.
Ale uvedomili si, že v tej chvíli musia byť realistickí a úprimní vo svojej odpovedi voči Bohu.
So also thanks to the translator I was able to understand their position, their difficulties.
A vďaka prekladateľom sme boli schopní presne porozumieť ich problémom a ťažkostiam.
But at the same time I was happy because I was realizing that they really were grasping the essence of this Philip retreat, you know?
Ale zároveň som bol rád, pretože som videl, že oni chápu podstatu kurzu Philip.
Which is not just a retreat, is really a new kind of relationship with the Lord, at least an attempt.
Pretože to nie je len nejaký kurz, ale je to začiatok nového vzťahu s Ježišom Kristom.
And then the moment for methodology came.
A potom nastala chvíľa na tú metodológiu kurzu Philip.
And there they felt a little bit more safe, more present because there is more teaching, you know.
A tam už sa cítili taký viac sami sebou, pretože tam je to viac o vyučovaní.
So they felt empowered by it, you know.
A tak sa cítili posilnení and, a vyzbrojení týmto kurzom.
When the program was over,
keď skončil program,
well, meanwhile the program was the parish priest sometimes paid a visit to us, you know.
A počas programu občas prišiel pán farár.
And so we grow acquainted one to another.
Tak sme rástli vo vzťahu.
And the parish priest was every time more happy with us.
A on bol stále viac a viac spokojný s nami.
At the end,
a na konci
he took us to a ride on his dominion in his kingdom.
Vzal na jazdu po celom území tejto farnosti, po tých osadách.
He wanted us to visit as many as possible of the 25 substation, but
chcel, aby sme navštívili čo najviac týchto osad.
The road were so good that the car broke along before the halfway was done, you know.
Ale cesty boli tak dobré, že auto sa pokazilo na pol ceste.
But anyway, we had a real we got in touch with the real with the reality of people over there, you know.
Ale my sme zakúsili naozaj priamy kontakt s ľuďmi toho kraja.
Since there is a lot of poorness in Africa, you don't need me to tell you this, you know, but a it's so.
Nemusím vám hovoriť, že je tam veľa chudoby.
Especially in the rural areas, you know.
Najmä v týchto vidieckych oblastiach.
What the church does.
Čo cirkev robí?
They carry on a pastoral program, you know.
Oni sa snažia robiť pastoráciu.
They give sacraments, of course.
Vyslúhujú sviatosti.
But they also organize schools.
Ale organizujú
for
školy
kids,
pre deti. Yeah.
Because the government has a very very poor school system.
Pretože vláda má veľmi slabý školský systém.
And then also organize little sanitary places, you know.
A tiež robia také miesta kultúrne stretnutia.
Sanitary for health.
A zároveň zdravotnícke inštitúcie.
So that through international help they are able to give some medicine to these poor people, you know.
A tak skrze medzinárodnú pomoc sú schopní pomáhať medicínskej oblasti.
And you know, every substation reproduce the same scheme, you know. There is the
a každá z tých osád má akéby tú istú štruktúru. Je tam
the school,
kostolík,
the school,
nejaká jednoduchá škola
also the sanitary system, you know?
A nejaké jednoduché zdravotné zariadenie.
All this is good,
toto je dobré,
but
ale
if we don't give them a real Jesus to get to start in touch with, you know.
Pokiaľ im neodovznáme skutočné stretnutie s Ježišom, aby začali s ním žiť vzťah,
all this kind of work at a certain point will become void.
Bez toho sa všetka práca stane zbytočnou.
And really Martin was there, also Matej.
A ja som tam bol, Matej tam
we
bol.
We could see how people was happy to receive what we were giving to them, you know.
A videli sme, ako ľudia sú radi z toho, čo im prinášame.
In this retreat they were able to experience something of Jesus.
A na týchto kurzoch mohli zakúsiť stretnutie s Ježišom.
Something of the love of God for them, you know.
Niečo z lásky Boha voči ním.
There are not just difficulties and problems in their life. There is something much, much more, which is the love of God for them.
A nie sú tam len problémy a ťažkosti v ich životoch, ale tam niečo veľa viac. Božia láska pre nich.
So really you sense the value of what we are giving them, you know.
A tak sme mohli vnímať hodnotu toho, čo im odovzdávame.
And again we see that the charismatic evangelization is something that is much needed everywhere.
A potom sme videli, že kerygmatická evangelizácia je niečo, čo je naozaj potrebné všade.
In Europe,
v Európe, in Africa, v Afrike.
Everywhere.
Všade.
What people need is to get experience of Jesus.
Čo ľudia potrebujú, je skúsenosť stretnutia s Kristom.
To get experience of God's love.
Skúsenosť s Božou láskou.
Which is also what the late Pope Paul VI wrote in the encyclical letter Evangelii Nuntiandi.
Čo aj bývalý pápež Pavol VI napísal vo svojej encyklike.
All work of human promotions.
Všetci pracujú a usilujú o ľudské povýšenie.
Even the best that is done.
A aj to najlepšie, čo je spravené,
will be empty of meaning.
Bude podstrádať zmysel.
If
ak
during this work
počas tejto práce
we don't clearly proclaim the name, the mission and the salvation of Jesus.
My jasne neprehlásime a neohlásime význam a moc mena Ježiš a jeho spásy.
Of course the church there is announcing, proclaiming, let us say, yeah.
A samozrejme cirkev tam sa snaží o ohlasovanie.
But very often we are working in a brain level.
Ale veľmi často funguje iba z rozumovej úrovne.
We give them the good ideas.
Dáme iba rozumové myšlienky, alebo iba myšlienky v oblasti mysle, rozumu.
But in their life they,
ale vo svojich životoch
they hear another music,
potrebujú inú pieseň.
Problems, difficulties.
A oni počujú inú pieseň problémov, ťažkosti.
And bearing our witnesses, you know, our testimony.
A ako my prinášame naše svedectvo,
helping them to get this experience of God's love.
A pomáhame im zažiť túto skúsenosť stretnutia s láskou Ježiša.
What makes a difference among them.
Je to, čo robí rozdiel v ich životoch.
Already we are back.
A tak sa vrátime.
The parish priest already send us the program that they are doing in their parishes because of our work.
Áno, ako sme sa vrátili, tak ten miestny pán farár už nám posiela program, ktorý chcú ďalej robiť vo svojej farnosti.
So we see that the seed is already spreading.
Takže vidíme, že to, čo bolo zasiaté, už nesie ovocie a šíri sa.
Before leaving in we were in Kampala 2 days.
A predtým, než sme odišli z Ugandy, sme boli ešte v hlavnom meste Kampala 2 dni.
And we spoke with the responsible of a retreat house for priests.
A mali sme tam stretnutie s zodpovedným vedúcim jedného miestneho duchovného centra pre kňazov.
Years ago Nesbet and I we worked there for priests and deacons.
Viacero rokov dozadu ja a ten priateľ Nesbet sme tam viedli duchovnú obnovu pre diakonov.
So talking with us, you know.
Takže mal s nami stretnutie.
Seeing the program that our community has for this diocese, Matej show him.
Matej prezentoval víziu a program, ktorý máme v rámci našej trnavskej diecézy.
He was so taken that he said, why are you working with simple parish priest? If you come here, I can make you to meet with other bishops, you know.
A tento riaditeľ tohto inštitútu bol tak povzbudený z toho stretnutia, že sa pýtal, prečo pracujete s jednoduchými farármi na vidieku, že ja vás privedem rovno k biskupovi.
So, right before leaving Uganda, already the Lord showed us a field, you know,
a predtým teda, než sme odišli z Ugandy, pán nám ukázal pole pôsobenia, ktoré je oveľa väčšie.
So, really, we came home very, very happy.
A tak sme prišli veľmi šťastní.
Happy because we have said yes to the Lord.
Šťastný, lebo sme povedali áno pánovi.
Happy because we have done a good job over there.
Šťastný, pretože sme tam odvedli dobrú prácu.
And happy because also the Lord pushes the work much farther than we expect, you know.
A šťastný, pretože pán posunul možnosti a otvoril dvere ešte viac, než sme očakávali.
Sometimes the Lord is so fast that we get scared, you know.
Niekedy pán koná tak rýchlo, že my sa zlakneme.
And even for this there is a quotation in the Gospel of Luke.
A aj na takúto situáciu je verš v Evanjeliu podľa Lukáša.
10, 15, 20, 17, 20.
Lukáš 10. kapitola 17. až 20. verš. 72 sa vrátili celí nadšení a hovorili: Pane, aj démoni sa nám poddávajú v Tvojom mene. Ježiš im povedal, videl som Satana padať ako blesk z neba. Hľa, dal som vám moc, aby ste šliapali po hadoch a škorpiónoch a po všetkej moci nepriateľa a nič sa vám nestane. Ale neradujte sa z toho, že démoni sa vám poddávajú, ale radujte sa z toho, že vaše mená sú zapísané v nebi.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, every time we grow up,
Viete, vždy, keď rastieme,
the Lord is happy,
Pán má z toho radosť.
But somebody else is not happy.
Ale niekto iný z toho radosť nemá.
And this is our enemy.
A to je náš nepriateľ.
And when we work for the Lord,
keď my pracujeme pre Pána,
we are spreading the light of the gospel.
Šírime svetlo evanjelia.
And as the light casts out darkness,
a ako svetlo vyháňa tmu,
so the joy of the gospel casts out any kind of sadness.
A tak radosť evanjelia vyháňa každý smútok.
And while we see the good result in the happiness of the people,
a keď sme videli dobrý výsledok a radosť na ľuďoch,
the Lord sees the things from above, you know.
A on, Pán vidí veci zhora.
And he sees the kingdom of the devil crumbling down and down.
A on vidí, ako nepriateľovo kráľovstvo sa rozsýpa a padá.
And we are becoming people who bears fruit and fruit that remains.
A my sa stávame ľuďmi, ktorí prinášajú ovocie, ktoré zostane.
Because as we as the word of God says,
pretože tak ako hovorí Božie slovo,
we as disciples of Jesus are meant to become nothing less than Jesus, you know.
My ako učeníci Ježiša sme povolaní nebyť o nič menej než náš majster.
And we do it by accepting the steps that the Lord puts in front of us.
A my rastieme tak, že prijímame kroky, ktoré Pán pred nás dáva.
We are planning to prepare a presentation with PowerPoint so that you can have some idea of the place of the people.
A máme prichystanú aj prezentáciu, ktorú vám budeme chcieť neskôr ukázať aj s fotkami.
Some picture I have, some picture every day.
Niektoré fotky, ktoré máme spolu.
We need to make a global work together. Yeah.
Takže to prichystáme pre vás.
By the moment you really can and should be proud of yourself.
Ale myslím si teraz, že by ste mali byť hrdí na seba samých.
Because this has not been just me, Martin and Matej.
Pretože to nebolo, že by som tam bol iba ja, Martin alebo Matej.
The community provide us the means.
Pretože komunita a vy ste prispeli k tomu.
And we moved, sustained, endorsed by you.
A my sme mohli ísť vďaka vám a vášmu príspevku.
So we are happy, very happy to give you this report.
A tak sme veľmi radi, že vám môžeme takto o tom svedčiť.
Because it is also a title of honor for this community.
Pretože je to aj taký emblem cti pre celú
when
komunitu.
When I came here, the community was already working in Slovakia, in Czech, 2 years ago, you know. I came here 2 years ago, we were already working in Czech.
Keď som sem prišiel, tak už bolo zahájené pôsobenie v Čechách.
And now we are working also in Rwanda and Uganda.
A teraz Pán otvoril dvere do Rwandy a Ugandy.
So we have real reason to be proud.
A Číny. A tak máme dôvod naozaj byť hrdý.
In a right way, not in a wrong way.
Správnym spôsobom, nie nesprávnym.
Because all good things comes from the Lord.
Pretože všetky dobré veci sú od Pána.
But it is up to us to say yes to him.
Ale je na nás povedať mu áno.
So thank you for saying yes to the Lord.
A tak ďakujem, že ste povedali áno Pánovi.
Thank you for saying yes to this work of mission.
A ďakujem, že ste povedali áno tomuto dielu misie.
And hopefully soon we will be able to present you a picture work of.
A verím, že čoskoro vám budeme môcť ukázať prezentáciu aj s fotkami.
So, thank you again for everything.
Takže ešte raz ďakujeme. Thank you, Valerio. Ďakujem, Valerio.